Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. The Quantum Alternative to Growing Old. I would like you to join me on a journey of discovery. We will explore a place where the rules of everyday existence do not apply. These rules explicitly maintain that to grow old, become frail, and die is the ultimate destiny of all. And so it has been for century after century. I want you, however, to suspend all your assumptions of what we call reality so that we can become pioneers in a land where youthful vigor, renewal, creativity, joy, fulfillment, and timelessness are the common experience of everyday life, where old age, senility, infirmity, and death do not exist and are not even entertained as a possibility. We share an outworn reality that we were taught to believe in by our parents, teachers, and society. This outworn way of seeing things, the old paradigm, has been aptly called the hypnosis of social conditioning, an induced fiction we have collectively agreed to participate in. Your body is aging beyond your control because it has been programmed to live out the rules of that collective conditioning. In order to create the experience of ageless body and timeless mind, which is the ultimate promise of this tape, you have to tear down 10 inherited assumptions about who you are and what the true nature of the mind and body is. The 10 assumptions are: 1. There is an objective world independent of the observer, and our bodies are an aspect of this objective world. 2. The body is composed of clumps of matter separated from each other in time and space. 3. Mind and body are separate and independent from each other. 4. Materialism is primary, consciousness is secondary. In other words, we are physical machines that have learned to think. 5. Human awareness can be completely explained as the product of biochemistry. 6. As individuals, we are all disconnected, self-contained entities. 7. Our perception of the world is automatic and gives us an accurate picture of how things really are. 8. Our true nature is totally defined by the body, ego, and personality. We are wisps of memories and desires enclosed in packages of flesh and bones. 9. Time exists as an absolute, and we are captives of that absolute. No one escapes the ravages of time. 10. Suffering is necessary. It is part of reality. We are inevitable victims of sickness, aging, and death. These assumptions reach far beyond aging to define a world of separation, inevitable decay, and death. Time is seen as a prison that no one escapes. Our bodies are biochemical machines that, like all machines, must wear out. This position, the hardline of materialistic science, overlooks much about human nature. We are the only creatures on Earth who can change our biology by what we think and feel. We possess the only nervous system that is capable of having an awareness of the phenomenon of aging. And because we are aware, our mental state influences what we are aware of. Because the mind influences every cell in the body, human aging is critically different from animal aging. Far from being a fixed mechanism, human aging is fluid and changeable. It can speed up, slow down, stop for a time, and even reverse itself. Hundreds of research findings from the last 3 decades have verified that aging is much more dependent on the individual than was ever dreamed of in the past. However, the most significant breakthrough is not contained in isolated findings, but in a completely new worldview. The 10 assumptions of the old paradigm do not accurately describe our reality. They are inventions of the human mind, which we have turned into rules. To challenge aging at its core, this entire invented worldview must be challenged first, for nothing holds more power over the body than beliefs held in the mind. Each outworn assumption can be replaced with a more complete and expanded version of the truth. These new assumptions are also just ideas invented by the human mind, but they allow us much more freedom and power. They give us the ability to rewrite the program of aging that now exists in ourselves. The 10 new assumptions are: 1. The physical world, including our bodies, is a response of the observer. We create our bodies as we create the experience of our world. 2. In their essential state, our bodies are composed of energy and information, not solid matter. This energy and information is an outcropping of infinite fields of energy and information spanning the universe. 3. The mind and the body are inseparably one. The unity that is me separates into two streams of experience, thoughts and desires, and the experience of the body. It is in the union of the two that we are all meant to live. 4. The biochemistry of the body is a product of awareness. Beliefs, thoughts, and emotions create the chemical reactions upholding life in every cell. An aging cell is the end product of awareness that has forgotten how to remain new. 5. Perception appears to be automatic, but in fact it is a learned phenomenon. If you change your perception, you change the experience of your body and of your world. 6. Impulses of intelligence constantly create your body in new forms every second. What you are is the sum total of these impulses, and by changing their patterns, you will change. 7. Although each person seems separate and independent, all of us are connected with patterns of intelligence that govern the whole cosmos. Our bodies are part of a universal body, our minds an aspect of a universal mind. 8. Time does not exist as an absolute, only eternity. What we call linear time is a reflection of how we perceive change. If we could perceive the changeless, time would cease to exist as we know it. We can learn to start metabolizing non-change, eternity, the absolute. By doing that, we will be ready to create the physiology of immortality. 9. Each of us inhabits a reality lying beyond all change. Deep inside us, unknown to the five senses, is an innermost core of being, a field of non-change that creates personality, ego, and body. This being is our essential state. It is who we really are. 10. We are not victims of aging, sickness, and death. These are part of the scenery, not the seer, who is immune to any form of change. This seer is the spirit, the expression of eternal being. These are vast assumptions, the makings of a new reality, yet all are grounded in the discoveries of quantum physics made almost 100 years ago. The seeds of a new reality were planted by Einstein, Bohr, Heisenberg, and the other pioneers of quantum physics, who realized that the usual way of viewing the physical world was grossly limited and false. Although things out there appear to be real, there's no proof of reality apart from the observer. Every worldview creates its own world. I want to convince you that you are much more than your limited body, ego, and personality. The field of human life is completely open and unbounded. At its deepest level, your body is ageless. Your mind is timeless. Once you identify with that reality, which is completely consistent with the quantum worldview, the aging process will fundamentally change. Why do we accept anything as real? Because we can see and touch it. Everyone has a prejudice in favor of things that are solid, concrete, and reassuringly three-dimensional. Yet, according to this standard of reality, the earth is flat, the ground beneath your feet is stationary, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, all because they seem that way to the senses. Yet Einstein and his colleagues were able to dismantle this mask of appearances. They reassembled time and space into a new geometry that had no beginning or end, no edges, no starts, and no stops. Every solid particle in the universe was just a bundle of energy vibrating in an immense void. The old space-time model was smashed, replaced by a timeless, flowing field of constant transformation. This quantum field isn't separate from us, it is us. The same place where nature goes to create stars, galaxies, quarks, and leptons, you and I go to create ourselves. From this perspective, it hardly seems possible that human beings could age at all. Weak and helpless as a newborn baby appears, it is superbly defended against time's ravages. If a baby could preserve its nearly invulnerable immune status, we would all live at least 200 years, according to physiologists' estimates. A baby's cells are not really new physically. The atoms in them have already been circulating through the cosmos for billions of years. But the baby is made new by an invisible intelligence that has come together to shape a unique life form. Aging is a mask for the loss of this intelligence as we misuse it in later years. Quantum physics tells us that there is no end to the cosmic dance. The universal field of energy and information never stops transforming itself, becoming new at every second. Our bodies obey the same creative impulse. Our bodies undergo the process of oxidation, and we are attacked by fungi and various germs, but we can renew ourselves. In order to stay alive, your body must live on the wings of change. The skin replaces itself once a month, the stomach lining every 5 days, and the skeleton every 3 months. By the end of this year, 98% of the old atoms in your body will have been exchanged for new ones. Einstein taught us that the physical body, like all material objects, is an illusion. The unseen world is the real world. And when we are willing to explore the unseen levels of our bodies, we can tap into the immense creative power that lies at our source. Let me review the 10 new principles in light of this hidden potential waiting beneath the surface of life. Number 1, there is no objective world independent of the observer. The world you accept as real seems to have definite qualities, yet none of these qualities means anything aside from your perception. Take any object, such as a chair. To you, the chair isn't very large, but to an ant, it is immense. To you, the chair feels hard, but a neutrino would whiz through it without slowing down, because a neutrino is so minute that the chair's atoms are miles apart. Likewise, anything else you can describe about the chair can be completely altered simply by changing your perception. Because there are no absolute qualities to anything in the material world, it is false to say that there is even an independent world out there. All that is really out there is raw, unformed data, waiting to be interpreted by you, the observer, the perceiver. None of the objective facts upon which we usually base our reality is fundamentally valid. As disturbing as this may sound, there is incredible liberation in realizing that you can change your world, including your body, simply by changing your perception. All the various age changes that you are experiencing are the result of frozen bits of old perception. Your cells are imprinted with conditioned responses that took on physical form. Old cells are maps of a person's experience. Things that made you suffer are imprinted there, along with things that brought you joy, still sending out signals like buried microchips, making you anxious, tense, fatigued. These reactions cross the mind-body barrier to become part of you. 100 things you pay no attention to, breathing, digesting, growing new cells, keep going on ceaselessly. These automatic processes play a huge part in aging, for as we age, our ability to coordinate these functions declines. A lifetime of unconscious living leads to numerous deteriorations, while a lifetime of conscious participation prevents them. If you learn to pay conscious attention to bodily functions instead of leaving them on automatic pilot, the very act of paying attention would change how you age. Every so-called involuntary function can be consciously controlled. The era of biofeedback and meditation has taught us that. Heart patients have been trained in mind-body laboratories to lower their blood pressure at will. Why not turn this ability to use in the aging process? There are abundant techniques as we will see, for influencing the so-called involuntary nervous system to our advantage. 2. Our bodies are composed of energy and information. To transform the patterns of the past, it's necessary to know what they are made of. Your body appears to be composed of solid matter that can be broken down into molecules and atoms. But quantum physics tells us that every atom is more than 99.999% empty space. And the subatomic particles moving at lightning speed through this huge space are actually bundles of vibrating energy. The essential stuff of the universe, including your body, is non-stuff. But it isn't ordinary non-stuff, it is thinking non-stuff. The void inside every atom is pulsating with unseen intelligence. Geneticists locate this intelligence primarily inside DNA, but that is only for convenience sake. Life unfolds as DNA imparts its coded intelligence to its active twin, RNA, which in turn goes out into the cell and imparts bits of intelligence to thousands of enzymes, which then use their specific bit of intelligence to make proteins. At every point in this sequence, energy and information have to be exchanged, or otherwise, there could be no building life from lifeless matter. As marvelous as this wealth of diverse intelligences, at bottom, there is only one single intelligence shared by the whole body. As we age, this flow of intelligence becomes compromised in various ways. The specific intelligence of the immune system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system all start falling off. Age deterioration would be unavoidable if the body was simply material, because all material things are prey to entropy, the tendency of orderly systems to become disorderly. But entropy doesn't apply to intelligence. An invisible part of us is immune to the ravages of time. Modern science is just discovering the implications of all this, but it has been imparted for centuries through spiritual traditions in which masters have preserved the usefulness of their bodies far into old age. In India, the flow of intelligence is called prana, usually translated as life force, which can be manipulated to keep the physical body orderly and young. As we will see, the ability to contact and use prana is open to all of us. 3, mind and body are inseparably one. Intelligence is much more flexible than the mask of matter which hides it. Intelligence can express itself either as thoughts or as molecules. A basic emotion like fear can be described as an abstract feeling or as a tangible molecule of the hormone adrenaline. Without the feeling, there's no hormone. Without the hormone, there's no feeling. The revolution we call mind-body medicine was based on this simple discovery. Wherever a thought goes, a chemical goes with it. Medicine is just beginning to use the mind-body connection for healing, using placebos or dummy drugs to kill pain, to stop excessive gastric secretions in ulcer patients, to lower blood pressure, or fight tumors. Since the same inert pill can lead to such totally different responses, we have to conclude that the body is capable of producing its own biochemical response once the mind has been given the appropriate suggestion. The pill itself is meaningless. The power that activates the placebo effect is the power of suggestion alone. This suggestion gets converted into the body's intention to cure itself. Therefore, why not bypass the deception of the sugar pill and go directly to the intention? If we could effectively trigger the intention not to age, the body would carry it out automatically. The decline of vigor in old age is largely the result of people expecting to decline. They have unwittingly implanted a self-defeating intention in the form of a strong belief, and the mind-body connection automatically carries this intention out. Long before you get old, you can prevent losses by consciously programming your mind to remain youthful using the power of your intention. 4. The biochemistry of the body is a product of awareness. Healing cannot be understood unless someone's beliefs, assumptions, expectations, and self-image are also understood. Although the image of the body as a mindless machine continues to dominate mainstream medicine, there is unquestionable evidence to the contrary. Death rates from cancer and heart disease are provably higher among people in psychological distress and lower among people who have a strong sense of purpose and well-being. What the new paradigm teaches us is that emotions are expressions of awareness, the fundamental stuff of life. Awareness makes a huge difference in aging. To despair of growing old makes you grow old faster. To accept it with grace keeps many miseries, both physical and mental, from your door. The common sense notion of you're only as old as you think you are has deep implications. 5. Perception is a learned phenomenon. Perceptions of love, hatred, delight, and nausea stimulate the body in extremely different directions. In short, our bodies are the physical result of all the interpretations we have been learning to make since we were born. Your cells are constantly processing experience and metabolizing it according to your personal views. You don't just funnel raw data through your eyes and ears and stamp it with a judgment. You physically turn into the interpretation as you internalize it. Someone who is depressed over losing his job is projecting sadness everywhere in his body. Hormone levels change, the sleep cycle is interrupted, and even his tears contain different chemicals than tears of joy. This whole biochemical profile will alter dramatically when the person finds a new job and the body's output of hormones, receptors, and even the expression of DNA itself will start to reflect the sudden turn for the better. This point reinforces the great need to use our awareness to create the bodies we actually want. Anxiety over a lost job passes, but the aging process has to be countered every day. Your interpretation of how you are aging is critical to what happens over the next 4, 5, or 6 decades. There is no biochemistry outside awareness. Once you learn to accept that fact, the whole illusion of being victimized by a mindless, randomly degenerating body falls away. 6. Impulses of intelligence constantly create the body in new forms every second. Creating the body in new forms is necessary in order to meet the changing demands of life. As long as new perceptions continue to enter your brain, your body can respond in new ways. There is no secret of youth more powerful. New knowledge, new skills, new ways of looking at the world keep mind and body growing. And as long as that happens, the natural tendency to be new at every second is expressed. In place of the belief that the body decays with time, nurture the belief that the body is new at every second. In place of the belief that the body is a mindless machine, nurture the belief that the body is infused with the deep intelligence of life whose sole purpose is to sustain you. These new beliefs are not just nicer to live with, they are true. We experience the joy of life through our bodies. Therefore, it is only natural to believe that our bodies are not set against us, but want what we want. 7. Despite the appearance of being separate individuals, we are all connected to patterns of intelligence governing the cosmos. You and your environment are one. If you choose, you can experience yourself in a state of unity with everything you contact. In ordinary waking consciousness, you touch your finger to a rose and feel it as solid. But in truth, one bundle of energy and information, your finger, is contacting another bundle of energy and information, the rose. Your finger and the thing it touches are both just minute outcroppings of the infinite field we call the universe. In unity consciousness, people, things, and events out there all become part of my body. In fact, I am only a mirror of relationships centered on these influences. The possibility of experiencing unity has tremendous implications for aging, because when there is harmonious interaction between me and my extended body, I feel joyful, healthy, and youthful. Seeing ourselves as separate, we create chaos and disorder between ourselves and things out there. We war with people and destroy the environment. What makes us old isn't stress so much as the perception of stress. Someone who doesn't see the world out there as a threat can coexist with the environment, free of the damage created by the stress response. In many ways, the most important thing you can do to experience the world without aging is to nurture the knowledge that the world is you. 8. Time is not absolute. The underlying reality of all things is eternal, and what we call time is really quantified eternity. Although our bodies and the whole physical world are a constant display of change, there is more to reality than process. The universe was born and is evolving. Before the instant of the Big Bang, time and space didn't exist as we know them. The whole notion of time as an arrow shooting inexorably forward has been shattered forever in the complex geometries of quantum space, where multidimensional strings and loops carry time in all directions and even bring it to a halt. The only absolute left to us is the timeless. For now we realize that our entire universe is just one incident springing forth out of a larger reality. What we sense as seconds, minutes, hours, days, and years are cut-up bits of this larger reality. It is up to you, the perceivers, to cut up the timeless any way you like. Your awareness creates the time you experience. Being able to identify with the reality that is not bounded by time is extremely important. Otherwise, there is no escape from the decay that time inevitably brings. You can catch a glimpse of timelessness with a simple mind-body exercise. Choose a time of day when you feel relaxed and unpressured. Sit quietly and take your watch off, placing it nearby so that you can easily refer to it. Now close your eyes and be aware of your breathing. Imagine your whole body rising and falling with the flow of each breath. After a minute or two, you will be aware of warmth and relaxation pervading your muscles. When you feel very settled and quiet inside, slowly open your eyes and peek at the second hand of your watch. What is it doing? It may stop entirely for what may seem 1 to perhaps 3 seconds, or it may move, but at a slower pace than usual. Once you have had the experience of seeing a watch stop, you will never again doubt that time is a product of perception. The only time there is the one you are aware of. You can learn to take your awareness into the region of timelessness at will. Meditation is the classic technique for mastering this experience. In the state of timelessness, you have the sensation of fullness. When this experience becomes a reality, the fears associated with change disappear. The fragmentation of eternity into seconds, hours, days, and years becomes secondary. The perfection of every moment becomes primary. Number 9. Everyone inhabits a reality of non-change, lying beyond all change. The experience of this reality brings change under our control. At the present moment, the only physiology you can maintain is time-based. However, the fact that time is tied to awareness implies that you could maintain an entirely different style of functioning, the physiology of immortality, which would correspond to the experience of non-change. All of our reactions are part and parcel of the time-bound self and its tendencies. Yet in a subtle way, we all sense that there is something inside us that has not changed very much, if at all, since we were infants. This me, whom the ancient sages in India simply called the self, serves as my real reference point for experience. In unity consciousness, the world can be explained as the flow of spirit, which is awareness. Our whole goal is to establish an intimate relationship with the spirit. 10. We are not victims of aging, sickness, and death. These are part of the scenery, not the seer, who is immune to any form of change. Life at its source is creation. When you get in touch with your own inner intelligence, you get in touch with the creative core of life. In the old paradigm, control of life was assigned to DNA, an enormously complex molecule. In the new paradigm, control of life belongs to awareness. The billions of changes occurring in ourselves are only the passing scenery of life. Behind their mask is the seer, who represents the source of the flow of awareness. Every one of our cells is nothing but intelligence organized into various layers of visible and invisible patterns. We are made victims of sickness, aging, and death by gaps in our self-knowledge. To lose awareness is to lose intelligence. To lose intelligence is to lose control over the end product of intelligence, the human body. Therefore, the most valuable lesson the new paradigm can teach us is this. If you want to change your body, change your awareness first. Our fearful images of growing old, coupled with high rates of disease and senility among the elderly, result in grim, self-fulfilling expectations. But one underlying assumption, that humans have to age, has not been radically challenged. Aging made sense in a scheme of nature where all things change, fade away, and die. It makes much less sense in a world where an endless flow of ever-renewing intelligence is present all around us. Which view you adopt is your choice. There is no limit to the energy, information, and intelligence concentrated in one person's existence. The emptiness at the core of every atom is the womb of the universe. In this emptiness is a silence where time's breath does not wither, but only renews. This is the land where no one is old. This land is nowhere but in yourself.
Writings on the wall, your life is in your head. It's up to you to see the writing on the wall. Looks you in the eye, mister. It's time we stand up tall.
The first step toward experiencing your body in a different way is to change your interpretation of it. Try to let go of the assumption that your body is aging because things are just that way. While still honoring your deep belief in aging, sickness, and death, allow yourself to set the old paradigm aside for a moment. The quantum worldview, or the new paradigm, teaches us that we are constantly making and unmaking our bodies. The body is a process, and as long as that process is directed toward renewal, the cells of the body remain new, no matter how much time passes or how much entropy we are exposed to. To have a renewed body, you must be willing to have new perceptions that give rise to new solutions. The exercises which follow aim to open up new perceptions. Ideally, as we move on to later exercises, knowledge and experience will begin to fuse. That is the sign that you are assimilating this new worldview in place of the old. Exercise 1. Seeing through the mask of matter. Let us see if we can go beyond the five senses to find a level of transcendental experience which is in fact more real than the world of the senses. Look at your hand and examine it closely. This is the hand your senses report to you, a material object composed of flesh and blood. We will attempt to saw out your hand and give you a different experience of it beyond the reach of your senses. Holding the image of your hand in your mind's eye, imagine that you are examining it through a high-powered microscope. You no longer see smooth flesh, but a collection of individual cells. Moving closer, you can see long chains of smaller molecules, then separate atoms, which have no solidity at all. You have arrived at the boundary between matter and energy. At this level, you see that everything you once took to be solid is just energy trails. Now, you start sinking even deeper into quantum space. All light disappears, replaced by yawning chasms of black emptiness. You are in a place where not just matter and energy are gone, but space and time as well. You have left behind your body as a space-time event. There is no such thing as before or after in this region. You are everywhere and nowhere. Has your hand ceased to exist? No, you haven't gone anywhere. The whole notion of place and time simply don't apply anymore. All the grosser levels of perception are still available to you. Quantum, atomic, molecular, cellular, connected by invisible intelligence to the place where you now find yourself. Ponder this exercise for a moment to absorb its lessons. Number one, the three-dimensional body reported by the five senses is a mirage. Number two, every solid particle of matter is composed of more than 99.999% empty space. And number three, the void between two electrons is proportionately as large and empty as the space between two galaxies. If you go deep enough into the fabric of matter and energy, you arrive at the origin of the universe. All events in space-time have a common source outside the reality we perceive. Beyond the quantum, your body exists as pure creative potential, a multi-layered process controlled by intelligence. Now examine your hand with a new understanding. It is the stepping-off point for a dizzying descent into the dance of life, where the music fades away into the silence of eternity. And this dance is you. Exercise 2. Closing the gap. Now that we have touched that level of quantum space underlying all physical existence, I want you to become more comfortable there. Imagine two candles on a table in front of you. To your eyes, they appear separate and independent, yet the light they cast fills the rooms with photons, and the entire space between them is bridged by light. Therefore, there is no real separation at the quantum level. Now carry one of the candles outside at night and hold it up against a background of stars. The stars may be billions of light years away, yet at the quantum level, each star is just as connected to your candle as the second candle in the room. The vast space between them contains waves of energy that binds them. As you look at the candle and the distant stars, photons of light from both land upon your retina. There they trigger flashes of electrochemical discharge that belong to a different vibratory frequency than visible light, yet are part of the same electromagnetic field. Therefore, you are another candle, a star whose local concentration of matter and energy is one outcropping in the infinite field that surrounds and supports you. Think about this organic connection between everything in existence. The lessons of this exercise are: number one, no matter how separate anything appears to the senses, nothing is separate at the quantum level. Number two, the quantum field exists in, around, and through you. The field is your extended body. And number three, each of your cells is a local concentration of information and energy inside the wholeness of information and energy of your body. Likewise, you are a local concentration of information and energy in the wholeness, which is the body of the universe. Exercise 3. Breathing the field. The quantum field is transcendent to everyday reality, and yet it is extremely intimate to your experience. To fetch a word from your memory, to have an emotion, These are events that change the entire field. At its finest level, every physiological process registers in the fabric of nature. Here's a simple breathing exercise that can give you a remarkably vivid experience of this phenomenon. Sit comfortably in a chair with your eyes closed. Gently and slowly inhale through your nostrils, imagining as you do that you are drawing the air from a point infinitely far away. Now slowly and easily exhale, sending every atom of air back to its source infinitely far away. Feel each breath coming to you from the quantum field, which at a subtle level is actually happening. Exercise 4. Redefining. Having absorbed the knowledge that your body is not a sculpture isolated in time and space, redefine yourself by repeating the following statements silently to yourself. I can use the power of my awareness to experience the body, that is, flowing instead of solid, flexible instead of rigid, quantum instead of material, dynamic instead of static, composed of energy and information instead of random chemical reactions, a network of intelligence instead of a mindless machine, fresh and ever-renewing instead of entropic and aging, and timeless instead of time-bound. By repeating these new statements of belief, you are allowing new biological information to be produced, and via the mind-body connection, your redefined sense of yourself is being received by your cells as new programming. Thus, the gap between your old, isolated self and the image of yourself as an ageless, timeless being starts to close. If aging is something you learned, you're in a position to unlearn the behavior that's making you age, adopt new beliefs, and be guided into new opportunities. Life is awareness in action, despite the thousands of hours of old tapes that program our responses. We continue to live because awareness finds new ways to flow. The positive side of awareness, its ability to heal, is always available. Although awareness gets programmed in thousands of ways, the most convincing are what we call beliefs. Unlike a thought, which actively forms words or images in your brain, a belief is generally silent. A person suffering from claustrophobia doesn't need to think, this room is too small. Put into a small, crowded room, his body automatically reacts. The symptoms of fear are triggered at a level deeper than the thinking mind. People with phobias struggle desperately to use thoughts to thwart their fear, but to no avail. The habit of fear has sunk too deep. Our beliefs in aging hold just this kind of power over us. Let me give you an example. Daring gerontologists at Tufts University visited a nursing home, selected a group of the frailest residents, and put them on a weight training program. Within 8 weeks, wasted muscles had come back by 300%. Coordination and balance were improved, and an overall sense of active life returned. Some of the subjects who had not been able to walk unaided could now do so. What makes this accomplishment truly wondrous, however, is that the youngest subject in the group was 87, and the oldest, 96. These results were always possible. All that happened was that a belief changed, and when that happened, aging changed. If you are 96 years old and afraid to move your body, it will waste away.